This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hope you're having a good week. So far, you guys having a good week?
Well,
come on. You work at a fun place. I don't even have to check with you. I got to check with y'all. Okay. Are you having a good week? Oh, okay. Good. Just making sure. All right, guys. Glad everybody is having a good time. I'm glad you're here, too. I have some bad news. I really do. And let's just get it out there early on. But white people are in trouble. Now, you probably have already sensed it. You know, many of my audience members are white. It's okay. Look, I'm not saying it. We're all humans. I don't care. I'm only making it as a distinction for you because on the other side of the aisle, people care about stuff like that. I don't care what color you are, but you happen to be white. I know this. You send me your notes, and you're very apologetic in how you write to me. I can always tell white people are like, Kevin, you know, hey, yeah, the black folks be like, man, I don't like you. You mad, man. You know, it's like right in your face. But white people will, like, soft shoe it. And for the record, most of you white folks, y'all like what I do here at the Kevin Jackson Show, what we produce every day, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. But you're very, even if you're giving me good news, you soften the good news. You're like, hey, Kev, you know, I'm a white person and blah, 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 and I live in such and such, and we just love what, you know, you give me the narrative. You don't just, like, come right in and you're like, hey, you know, Kevin, I love what you do. It's rare. You just go, Kevin, you know, God, I've been around for a lot of years, and I've lived a lot of time, and I've moved to a lot of places, and, you know, and it's okay. I like your stories. I'm not making fun of them. My producer's like, what are you doing? I'm not making fun of their stories. I'm just saying. You know, they let me know what it is. They don't just go, you're amazing, dude. And I should preface that. But, well, I've already, no, they can't preface it. But people have already, you many of you do write and say, you're just an amazing guy. Some of you write, you're, rah, 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 you know, you're complaining. That's okay. We take it all. But here's the thing. You're in trouble, white people. All of that to tell you where we are here. You see, because you're being studied. White people must now be studied. And this is dangerous. This is dangerous for you. You don't even get it. Most of you white folks, you're now under the microscope, under the radar. People are now saying, we have to study the white folks around here. Only weird things get studied, you know, in theory. You don't study like, hey, the shoes that fit your feet normally. You want to study people with jacked up feet. You don't study good feet. I mean, you could, but most people only study things when it's an anomaly. Like people with six toes. You don't study people with five toes.
There's a study to find out why people have five toes.
Said nobody ever. You might study the toes, but you don't study why you have five toes. But you will study why somebody gets six toes or four toes, right? It's weird stuff to get studied. Anyway, John Banzoff, a professor at George Washington University Law School, says there's an urgent need for, quote, get this, you're not going to believe this, white folks, white middle class studies. They want to understand the Trump supporter. Which is white middle class people. It isn't blacks, it isn't Hispanics, it's white middle class people. And I'm presuming it's men and women because they did not just limit it to men. He is a professor after all, he can't go on all gender studies on you. But here's what I'm telling you, white people, don't let them do it. Don't let them study you. It's not good. The International Conference on New Directions in Humanities in London featured Mr. Banzoff's plan for figuring out why so many reporters and academics failed to understand Trump's appeal to millions of Americans. And he means white Americans. He doesn't mean, you know, all Americans. He's talking about white folks. He says, here's what he wrote of the presentation. My presentation will consider especially in the light of the unexpected election of Donald Trump and alarming reports that life expectancy is surprisingly tumbling among white middle-class Americans. Whether a new discipline called, get this, blue-collar studies or white middle-class studies should be added to these other established academic disciplines. They want to study you. You are an anomaly. You are weird science, white people. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm telling you right now, I'm rather enjoying this. I'm looking at the, I'm sensing the look on your faces as you find out that there are people that want to study you as a phenomena. And by the way, they've taken me out. I'm a Trump supporter, Trump voter. Yeah, they don't want to study me. They've done enough studying of me. Now, they're moving on. White folks are going to get put under the microscope. Alien autopsies. In my life, I would have never thought I would hear this. What it's saying to you white folks is, you're now a minority. You're a group that, this may be good news. You may end up with affirmative action one day, but you're being looked at as weird because you are the people that voted Trump in and you're disgruntled. You're not living as long either. I mean, that's shocking to me. I didn't know. I thought white. Look, I have some theories on this too, by the way. The reason why white folks aren't living as long is because they're getting too close to the indigenous, getting too close to black neighborhoods and stuff. Maybe, is it a crack or a heroin epidemic? I'm not trying to say all y'all are drug addicts, but I'm saying, I don't know why you're not living as long. There's no reason for it. As I look through the crime stats, I'm very much shocked at times at what I find. So maybe that's it. But that was the only part of this that was surprising to me, except the fact that they want to study you. Yeah. And you know, let me tell you, all of your orifices can be looked at. They will want to know, do you have parasites? What is it? Is it a brain thing? Look, we know liberalism is a mental disorder, but what they're saying to you white folks is you have a mental disorder. They're saying, pretty soon you're going to start hearing terms like race traitor. And people are going to ask you, I can't believe that you didn't vote such and such. And you're going to get all these crazy questions, and people are going to ask you, so, why is it that white people vote overwhelmingly, blah, 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 and, you know, when they're being treated so badly? Like, why do white people vote overwhelmingly Democrat when Democrats treat white people so badly? That would be a question you could ask right now. But black people get asked that question all the time. Maybe in this new thing they're doing with Professor Banzhoff, they will study white people and ask the stupid questions that black people get asked all the time. I don't say they're stupid in the sense that, you know, it's not a bad question. It's stupid that we have to ask that question. Anyway, lots to talk about today, folks. Glad you're with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I'm the author of Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. I'm going to start a new book. You guys gave me some ideas, some book ideas a while back. By the way, Karen won the book. We had a thing that if you were listening to the Facebook audio or something like that, and a lady by the name of Karen won the book. So we'll be contacting you to get that sent out to you ASAP. So congratulations, Karen. What was I talking about? It doesn't matter. Look, I want to get to something anyway that has been... is it overblown? Of course it's overblown. It has to do with Donald Trump Jr. And this story broke the other day, and it has to do with the Russians. You know, Donald Trump Jr. apparently they whispered in his ear, hey, we've got some dirt on Hillary Clinton. The Russians did. And Donald Trump Jr. said, okay, well, I'll have a meeting with you and see what you have. And the New York Times, or one of the liberal rags, said, oh, we've got collusion between it. And that supposedly happened in June of 2016. I'm going from memory on this because, you know, the details aren't that big of a deal. It's more of the narrative. What is the left trying to say by saying Donald Trump Jr. Did this? So I would ask you this. If somebody said, hey, we've got some dirt on Donald Trump, do you think anybody in the Hillary Clinton campaign would say,
whoa, hold on a minute. You just hold your horses there, Kemosabe. We will not be let in to using bad information about Donald Trump.
No, they may reject them because you know what the Hillary Clinton campaign might say? It doesn't matter what you have. What we're going to make up is just as good, so why bother? But let's face it. If they thought that a credible source, the Russians or anybody, had information about Donald Trump that was demeaning or could hurt his campaign, you know the Clintons would have had this meeting. This is such a non... I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm going to go into a fight, and I'm just using fight, and they say, Kevin, we've got recent tape of the guy, in a sparring session. I'd say I'd love to see the tape. Are you kidding? No, I just want to fight the guy sight unseen. I had a friend that did this. His name is Barry. I won't say his last name, but Barry's a heck of a fighter. But he fought a guy named Dennis Alexio. I don't know where Dennis is anymore, and I can say Dennis's name, because, Dennis and me are cool, and Dennis was the PKA heavyweight world champion in PKA karate. And Dennis was, when Barry was going to fight Dennis, they had that two-year-old footage of Dennis. And so we're all watching Dennis fight in this match from 2 years ago, and everybody in the room who's helping Barry spar, we go, oh, you can beat this guy. And we're like, yeah. So we watch the tape, watch this whole fight, said, Barry will beat this guy. You know, he'll beat him senseless. End of story. So Barry kept training, that was that. Little did we know, it was two-year-old tape. And because I'm thinking this was fresh stuff. When Dennis showed up to that fight, he had been working and training very, very hard over 2 years, and he was not the same fighter. And in the it's one of these agony of defeat videos, he kicks Barry literally through the ropes into the crowd. That's how hard the dude kicked like a horse. And of course, and so every time that when they showed the PKA fights, they would show that trailer, and Barry was in it, and we were laughing. But here's the point: they didn't have the right film. It was not what they thought it was supposed to be. What Barry would have benefited from was seeing film from a week ago where Dennis was training, or a fight that he had a month ago. But the promoter of the fight, and I'm not saying that Barry wouldn't have fought him if he'd gotten the film, but he would have trained a little differently, I'll tell you that. Because he wasted a month and a half where he could have really trained differently and had a better idea of what this guy was going to do. So my point is, getting an advantage is a good thing. And that's what campaigns do. They're looking for an advantage. Now, generally, it should be a policy advantage. What does Hillary think? What does Donald Trump think? But if you find out, hey, there is some information about Hillary. Somebody has her medical record. She really is sick, or, you know, we know she's sick. She's a liberal. She's a Democrat. So that part's easy. But whatever it may be, that you know, maybe it's something about Benghazi. Maybe it's something about Fast and Furious. Maybe it's something about a State Department policy where she did the wrong thing. Which, of course, she did that with Benghazi and a bunch of other stuff. But I'm saying maybe it was something else. Sure, you're going to have that meeting. Somebody says, I want to meet with you and tell you what's going on. I'm happy to have that. What I'm getting at, folks, is the New York Times is overblowing. Oh, Donald Trump met to find out the dirt on Hillary Clinton. Yes, he did. When I went to that thread on Twitter, all these leftists, oh, look at that. Donald Trump went to go find out. Donald Trump Jr. went to go find out the dirt on Hillary Clinton. And I'm thinking, yeah, and? What's the big deal? This is the left are so funny. There's not a person on the planet from the New York Times or the Washington Post or Huffington Post or anybody else who will look into any allegation of the meetings that Hillary Clinton had to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. Nor will they look into anything where the Clinton campaign trumped up, pardon the pun, stories that have no truth about Donald Trump. Will they look into that? No. But the minute they find, oh, the Trump campaign went to do, then suddenly they have a conscience.
That Donald Trump Jr., oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
The most disingenuous people on the planet now want to make an issue out of it. And what's funny is, it's, as with all of it, it's backfiring. But here's the real thing. Here's what's happening. And I know this is what's going on. The objective for the left is not that they prove anything. That's not the... we get caught up in, oh my gosh, I don't know how many people have asked me, Kevin, you think there's any truth to these allegations about Trump? And I'm like, of course not. And what do you think's going to happen? I go, nothing. Nothing. This is a very simple thing. All the left want to do is keep the story going forward. There is the idea that Trump had a meeting with a lawyer, or some Russian lawyer who says, hey, I might have information on Hillary Clinton, is junk. In other words, here's what this article says. He was asked by an acquaintance to meet the lawyer, Natalie Veselnitskaya, who described him as somebody who might have information helpful to the campaign. Donald Trump Jr. supposedly met for about 25 minutes and concluded that Veselnitskaya's statements were, quote, vague, ambiguous, and made no sense. It quickly became clear she had no meaningful information, he said, and he left. He attended a meeting where somebody said, I may have information that could be helpful to the campaign, and it turned out they didn't. Those meetings are routine. What the left wants you to believe is routine is now cynical. It's, you know, got some clandestine thing that you got to be aware of, that the Trump campaign, what they do day in and day out, quite frankly, and do a ton worse, is sinister. Well, no, it's not. It's not at all. And yet again, the media finds itself at a crossroads. They can say, hey, Donald Trump had a meeting. We thought this might be something, but, you know, it's nothing. But we'll let you know he had a meeting. Now, look, if that's a news story, fine. But to make it something sinister is ridiculous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. So, I'm just going to put it out there because you need to know the truth. This is a dangerous world. You are lucky, people, that we don't bring you all the news. I don't know if you know the process, but let me break it down for you. So, what we do every day is a team of producers and I, we get together and we go through all the news stories as much as we can. We've got inputs coming from all kinds of folks. But we have news consolidation efforts that usually come in the form of my Twitter feed and my Facebook feed and things like that. And then, of course, we have Google and Google News and what others? We have a series of sources, right? And then we take all that information and we look at what's sort of trending, what's at the top, and we try to discern what do we want to talk about with you guys? Because there are things that you need to be aware of that, you know, like the space shuttle launched or, you know, this happened, like there's a recall of such and such. And then there are things that just have a deeper meaning that you need to understand. There are patterns and trends and things like that that you need, you know, you may see them yourselves, but in some cases, it's our responsibility to say, let's point this out. And of course, then there's just our take, my particular take on the news. My producers bring me all kinds of stuff, and then I go, ooh, that's interesting to me. And so, here's what interests me. Here's the way I look at things. I look at things as to, are you being fooled, and is it, in you being fooled, are you being tricked into being a rube? Somebody to take advantage of you. Whether that's in your neighborhood, walking along, like I joked many times, When I said, well, you know, what do you see when you see five black kids walking, you know, on the left and you're about to pass them and they're in the uniform of the thug and you have been told through political correctness, don't walk across the street. You're an idiot. First of all, you're an idiot walking where there are black thugs with the black teens with the uniform of the thug, meaning they're sagging, you know, and holding their pants up with one hand and all that. And you don't know what's in those pants and all that. You're crazy to do it. What you should be doing is reaching behind your back, acting as if you have a weapon, because if you don't, you're going to become a victim. And people get mad when you say things like, oh, you said you're racist. Yeah, I'm a racist. I'm a realist. See, I'm a black kid that grew up in the hood and understand it. I'm a black man who lives in the hood. And I understand it. I understand it's a dangerous world. And I understand that there are people out there who want to isolate you from that thought that the world is really that dangerous. You raise your kids, I mean, if you raise them like I do, not to believe that there's a boogeyman around every corner, but I'm going to tell you something. I learned years ago with all my four sons, don't pretend that things, the problems that don't exist, don't look at a problem and go, well, that'll never affect my kid. Yes, it will. Life has a way of getting to you and your family and your friends and your kids and your business and all that. You think the guy who was the baker that started this bakery with his wife or whatever and didn't want to bake a cake for a gay marriage thought in his wildest dreams that he would be sued and his case would be going before the Supreme Court? If you put a gun to his head back in the day and said, guess what, this is good, what do you think? Or gave him a crystal ball and said, I'm going to show you the future, and showed him that future, do you think he would have believed you? He would have thought you're losing your mind. And I could give you example after example of things like that. People being sued for this or that. Do you think that anybody who started this Sanctuary City thing would have thought, you know what, an illegal is going to sue us because we didn't treat him the way we said we would in giving him a Sanctuary City? Somebody living in a Sanctuary City who committed a crime gets deported, and he sues San Francisco, Sacramento, or whatever, some one of these California towns, for $190,000. Did you believe in your heart of hearts that a city would pay $300,000 to protect illegals in its city? I could go on, folks. Now, that's not the danger war. I mean, yeah, there is some danger in that because, as Kate Steinle's family learned, leftists don't care about you as a citizen. They care more about other people and the rights of people that support the ideology that they want to offer to you, that they want to preserve. That's the danger of leftism. Locally in my little Ville, a woman was attacked around the corner from me in broad daylight. A guy in a white red Ford. This was on our next door site where you can find out what's going on in the neighborhood. A white Ford. He circled her in his car as she was walking, stopped his car, got out, punched her, tried to take her purse, and she screamed, kicked, and whatever. He didn't end up not getting her purse. She got a black eye and busted up a bit, and a neighbor ran out and saw that it was a white, Ford. She knew it as well, obviously, but that happened. I could throw a rock and hit it. I'm not even exaggerating it. We had a quadruple shooting in Pontiac, Michigan. Quadruple shooting. One person was killed. We had 9 people get shot in a home invasion somewhere. I don't even know where. Does it matter? 9 people. They were doing, what's it called? A gender party. I didn't even know they had these. But when I read the story and they said there was a gender party, I thought, a gender party? Is somebody coming out as a trans? I'm going to go from a male to a female? No, it was a pregnancy party, pardon me, where they reveal the gender of the baby. And I thought, well, don't let the trannies know this because they're going to take that over. You know, the LGBT community, you can't have nothing. But anyway, there were 9 people in this gender party, I'm presuming mostly women. 2 gunmen entered the house, shot 9 people. I don't know how many people were there, but they shot 9 of them and killed 1. At a gender party. I mean, what? Did they get the wrong memo? Was it the LGBTs?
Hey, you can't be having a gender party. Not without our permission.
And shoot the place up? I have no idea. Didn't even bother to read the story. Because look, when I go down, as we were assimilating what we're going to talk about today, I couldn't help but notice all of the shootings. And it was like, are you, really? Shots rang out from a vehicle in a city market, which is popular out in a popular outdoor shopping and dining center. And 3 people ended up shot. Dozens then stampeded away from the gunshots. And police had a strong presence in the area already. They initiated pursuit of a vehicle. The vehicle crashed a couple of blocks away, hit a crowd of people standing on a corner. 1 pedestrian was killed, and 2 people inside of the vehicle were killed. Police arrested the 3rd person inside the vehicle, and I want you to hear the mother of one of the kids who was killed in the vehicle. Now, keep in mind, these kids had done a drive-by gang shooting And then ended up, two of them ended up getting killed. And here's what the mother had to say.
Spencer Stuckey was here in the car with Jerry Chambers when it crashed here on West Bay Street. And since his death, along with the death of a 20-year-old passenger, several questions have been raised about the crash, including that gang-related shooting. Well, tonight, the Stuckey family speaks only to News 3 and shares their side of the story. They say a teen who is a product of a broken city.
A family in shock.
My little brother, he was somebody. My little brother was going to be somebody.
Older brother Reuben Farrow talking about his 17-year-old brother Spencer Stuckey, killed while in a car involved in a shooting early Wednesday morning. His mother, Gwendolyn Farrow, recalls hearing the news.
I felt a total sense of loss.
Stuckey and a 20-year-old passenger didn't survive the crash. The driver, Jerry Chambers, did and was arrested and charged. Metro police say the shooting was gang-related, and Chambers, a member of the gang, only the mob. When I asked Stuckey's mom if he was a member, since she said he knew her son was friends with him, this was her response.
Only the mob is a family, it's not a gang.
What is a family, then?
A family.
So a community of people who do life together.
They do everything together. They got each other back. If something was to happen, maybe they'll go help each other out on something. He may need a ride, he may need money, he may need food, he may need clothes, where to sleep at. That's a family.
That there are people in this world like this woman who want to rationalize how her who her son's affiliated with. He's not in a gang. He's in a family. And that family, I want you to understand what's going on in the world, folks, because you're isolated. That family, those three boys, decided, hey, there's a gang on the other side of the street or whatever. We see somebody that did something to us. It doesn't even matter what it is. I watched the show one time, and this kid goes, he said, why are y'all fighting each other? Why are these gangs fighting? And these two kids looked at each other and went, I don't know. So who knows what the beef was about. But they go try to shoot some gangbangers of a rival gang. And ended up getting killed. And she says, well, it wasn't a gang. It was a family. I'll admit, if you do something to my kids, it's my gang. But see, I'm a family. There really is a family here. We're not out looking for trouble. But if you bring that trouble to us, we're going to go to the authorities and get things taken care of. But I don't look at my family as a... look, folks, it's a distorted view out there. You know, the laws of the jungle are different than regular laws. And until we educate folks that it is different, this is what we're going to end up with. This is a woman who's raising her son. She has an older son. She's raising her sons to believe that their gang affiliation is family.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. RacePimping.com is where you can find out about the game being played on you, in a book that I wrote. And the story that we're about to share is race pimping. I mean, it's not at its best or whatever, but it's certainly a good example of it. And it has to do with a valedictorian, or should I say a co-valedictorian. So a lawsuit gets filed by a Mississippi woman, and it's filed against her daughter's school district because her daughter was forced to share valedictorian honors. Now, I'll tell you. So, co-valedictorian. I have a personal story around it. I don't know how much. It's not a big deal, but I should have been valedictorian of my school. I left. But I ended up going, I left my military school and I went home to regular high school, Brady High. And I couldn't become valedictorian at Brady High School because I had gone to a different school. And even though when they transferred my grades were better than the other students, they couldn't make me valedictorian. Because there was a rule that you had to be at the school, I think, at least a solid school year. I'm not sure of the details. Now, the irony is that the valedictorian is a girl named Donna, and the salutatorian is a guy named Vern. And I taught them physics and calculus in high school. When I came to for my last semester of school at Brady High, I taught the valedictorian and the salutatorian physics and calculus, pre-calc. Because the school only had taught trigonometry, and the physics professor had left. He was a wealthy man, and he had to go back to his farm, so they brought in a guy who taught chemistry, and I outed him as not knowing what he's talking about, and I had already placed out of both calculus and physics, so the school asked me to teach those classes as a student. I didn't get paid. Now that I look back on it, it was slavery. But anyway, I digress. I'll get my reparations another time. So, but I couldn't be valedictorian. But it was a conclusion of all the students that I was the smartest kid in the school. And I told you guys a story once about Don and I were both up for this scholarship called Minnie Stevens Piper. And it kept getting narrowed down. And Donna would tell me, did you get your letter? And we both got the letter. She would get her letter a day in advance of mine as they narrowed down the number of people who were going to get this scholarship. They only gave it to 25 people in the state of Texas. 25 valedictorians. Of the thousands of valedictorians in the state of Texas, 25 of them were narrowed down and given the scholarship. Now, I was considered the valedictorian of my previous high school. So when I moved and I wasn't valedictorian of the other school, it was cool. Because I was already in consideration. Long story short, I got the scholarship. Donna didn't. I remember coming to school that day and saying, "Hey, did you get your letter?" Because she usually would inform me that the letters had come because she got her mail before I got mine in the country. And I'd go, "No, I hadn't gotten my letter yet." And honestly, I didn't know if I was going to get the scholarship because she'd get her letter first and I'd get mine the next day. Well, anyway, this day I got mine and I came to school and said, "Hey, did you get your letter?" And she goes, she just looked at me and started crying. And I was like, "Oh, no, I mean, it's on the way." And I'm trying to, you know, help her to get over the hurt that she didn't get it. Well, I was a finalist and eventually won my scholarship. One of quite a few that I got to go to college. But anyway, this Mississippi woman is mad because her daughter's a co-valedictorian. And I get it. There's supposedly one spot for the valedictorian. I understand. I was it. In my school, and then I couldn't be it in this other school, but you know what? It was okay. They had rules, and those rules were fine for me. So anyway, this lady back in May of 2016 sued the school with another student she alleged had a lower grade point average than her daughter. The lady, Sherry Shepherd, is black, filed a discrimination lawsuit against the Cleveland School District alleging that her daughter, Jasmine Shepherd, was named co-valedictorian with a white student who had a lower GPA the day before graduation. The suit got filed on June 27. Prior to 2016, all of Cleveland High School's valedictorians were white. As a result of the school's official unprecedented action of making an African-American student share the valedictorian award with a white student, the defendants discriminated against, the suit reads. So her daughter is now broken the color barrier. She's gone all, you know, Jesse Owens. What's his name? Played in the baseball. Anyway, she's gone all Jackie Robinson. Thank you. I knew who it was. I was testing your knowledge of black people. Anyway, she's gone all Jackie Robinson on the school district. After her daughter breaks the color barrier, she is a valedictorian. There's no co in front of it or whatever. She's valedictorian. She's one of the two. Now, I get it. There should only be one. If they want to flip a coin or whatever, that's fine. But guess what? What would happen if you flip the coin? I mean, everything's identical, and we'll get to that in a second. And you flip the coin, and they go, nope, not your daughter. It's the white girl. And you, why? Can they be co-valedictorians again? I mean, there's always a reason to complain. Let me tell you why I didn't complain about valedictorian. It wasn't because I was valedictorian of my old school either. It was because there was a rule that said, Kevin, you can't be valedictorian. But you know what I knew in my heart of hearts? I knew I was the top student. I didn't need you to tell me. I didn't need, it's like Einstein. What, I got to get an award for you to know I'm a genius? I mean, Einstein, if you saw the show, the miniseries, Genius, you see that. Did he want to win the Nobel Prize? Yeah, because he thought his concept was, you know, was groundbreaking, which it was. But that wasn't why he did it. He did it for the science. He did it for the love of it. And there's hardly a person. Einstein knew when he was your intellectual superior. He didn't need an award. Holy cow. I'm just saying. God. So there hadn't been a black valedictorian. This woman's obviously got something to be proud of in her daughter. And suddenly, it's not good enough. My daughter, my daughter's valedictorian. She's broken the color line. She is the Jackie Robinson of her high school now. And her mother's miffed. And I love this. Shepherd maintains a Facebook page, Justice for Jasmine, to bring awareness to her daughter's situation. And I'm reading this. Sherry Shepherd told the Post that the school arranged for the white valedictorian to both speak before her daughter and walk in front of her. However, she put a stop to her daughter walking behind the white student. A child, when they earn honors, they are entitled to receive them. Shepherd said, there's no inclusion in the Cleveland School District. When the district wants something, they just take it. These children have been attending the school with each other since middle school, she explained. We know the schedule. We know what they take. We now have a good idea where the discrepancy lies. The white student in question is only identified by their initials. This is a first, isn't it? Normally, they tell you, oh, yeah, it's a Susan B. Anthony. You know, they out white folks. Anyway, Shepherd described her as the kindest hearted, sweetest person in her remarks to the Post. So she knows this girl is a sweetheart. But she still filed a lawsuit. The Cleveland School District denied any wrongdoing and called the lawsuit frivolous. Now, Jamie Jacks, who's an attorney for the school district, said the students had identical GPAs, so it was fair to make them both valedictorians. As such, under school board policy, they were both named valedictorian of the graduating class. Now, the other lady claims that the other girl, the white girl, has a lower GPA. The very sweet, the kind-hearted, kindest-hearted, sweetest person. That's the way this black woman describes this little white girl. But now she's saying, she's ruthless! Her GPA is less! The Cove of valedictorian designation also came on the heels of a federal judge's ruling that the Cleveland School District had failed to desegregate its schools approximately 50 years ago after being ordered to do so. The delay in segregation has deprived generations of students of their constitutionally guaranteed right of integrated education. How well is that integrated education working? Think about it. You guys ever heard of things like black schools? White schools? Of course you have. School district is in a Cleveland town of 12,000 where a town of 12,000. Where railroad tracks largely separate white and black families, initially fought the judge's order, but later dropped the challenge. Shepherd is seeking an unknown amount of monetary damages as well as a right for her daughter to be called the sole valedictorian. It's a school district, a town with 12,000 people, double the size of the little town I grew up in, so probably a graduating class of 100 students max.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.